Yeah, we want to make sure that they get it. So, yeah. All right, why 10% and not $10? One of the things that you got to look at with your referral program is it enough to energize people? We found that a $300 referral reward for referring an Inner Circle member just apparently ain't enough. Maybe there's something else wrong that I don't know about, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. That's one of our top projects right now. Why cash? Why not just offer a certificate for service? Everybody might not need your service. Your service might not be a repeatable service. People who can refer you a lot might not even be the ones that actually use your service. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Right? Why a certificate? Because you can get a 20-to-1 return that way. It doesn't cost you anything until they actually redeem it, but you still have the same effect. Does that make sense? With a 10% referral reward, only half of them cash it in, you got a 20-to-1 return. That's why I use a referral certificate. Now, question is, Fox News, is it legal? You cannot reward someone, you cannot pay someone who gets you a contract at a company that they work for. That's a kickback. In certain industries, like in the insurance world, they can't take referral fees. So there's some people who can't take referral fees. So here's what you do. You put on that certificate, if you have a conflict of interest, please pass this on to your client, donate it to your favorite charity, or throw it away. If they turn it in and ask for the reward, as far as I'm concerned, now you do what, this is not legal advice, you do what you feel, you know, what your attorney tells you to do. But in my world, I'm like, if they ask for it, a clerk just sent it out, and it's up to them whether they cash that check or not. But you do what's right for you. Does that make sense? If you pay someone more, an individual more than $600 in a calendar year, you got to do a 1099 for them. What if you get multiple referrals? What if, like, has that happened to anybody in here? Like, how are you referred to us, and they give you about three or four names? Does that happen to anybody in here? Yes? Okay. So here's what you do. You could say, well, do you remember who the first person that told you was? You could do that. Or let's just stay with 10%. Your reward might be different, but let's stay with 10% for just a second. If I sent out three different people a 10% referral certificate, even if all three of them cashed it in, what's my dollar for dollar return? That's a $3.3 return for the dollar I invested. But here's the bigger picture. I got three referral sources energized now. What do you think is going to happen to Nancy and Susie when Barbara is the only one that gets a referral certificate and they're close friends? What's that?
They'll stop talking about us.
Right. They'll be like, well, I was talking about them too. Why didn't, you know, what, right? As a matter of fact, what about this strategy? So I'm calling on this referral source. And I started doing this way back in 1997. You know you're getting old when you start wondering about even the first two digits. Let's see, was that 1800, you know. 1997? No, 1984, sorry, 1984, see? I'm calling this referral source. I go in, there's three people that work there. They're all excited about us. But I'm not getting any referrals. Oh, we tell everybody about y'all. How How many of you know that there's a difference between telling somebody about somebody and making sure that they actually make the